理课堂听 class.com。
中级口译资格证书考试中级听力教程第三版，由上海外语音像出版社、上海外语电子出版社录制出版。第一和
An Intermediate Course of English Listening, Third Edition. Unit 1. Part 1. Shopping over the Internet.
3. Exercises. 1.Listen to a passage about a new mode of shopping, and then choose the correct answer to each question you hear. In 2005, consumers could purchase virtually anything over the Internet. Books, compact discs, and even stocks were available from worldwide websites that seemed to spring up almost daily. A few years earlier, some people had predicted...that consumers accustomed to shopping in stores would be reluctant to buy things that they could not see or touch in person. For a growing number of time-starved consumers, however, shopping from their home computer was proving to be a convenient alternative to driving to the store. A research estimated that in 2008, U.S. consumers would purchase $7.3 billion of goods over the Internet,double the 2006 total. Finding a bargain was getting easier, owing to the rise of online auctions and websites that did comparison shopping on the Internet for the best deal. For all the consumer interest, retailing in cyberspace was still a largely unprofitable business, however. Internet pioneer Amazon.com, which began selling books in 1995,and later branched into recorded music and videos, posted revenue of $153.7 million in the third quarter of this year, up from $37.9 million in the same period of 2002. Overall, however, the company's loss widened to $45.2 million from $9.6 million,And analysts did not expect the company to turn a profit until 2006. Despite the great loss, Amazon.com had a stock market value of many billions, reflecting investors' optimism about the future of the industry. Internet retailing appealed to investors because it provided an efficient means of reaching millions of consumers without having the cost of operating conventional stores with their armies of salespeople.Selling online carried its own risks, however. With so many companies competing for consumers' attention, price competition was intense and profit margins thin or non-existent. One video retailer sold the hit movie Titanic for $9.99, undercutting the $19.99 suggested retail price and losing about $6 on each copy sold.With Internet retailing still in its initial stage, companies seem willing to absorb such losses in an attempt to establish a dominant market position. Questions.
1. The passage gives examples to show that almost anything could be purchased on the Internet. Which of the following is not one of those examples?
2. What had some people predicted a few years earlier?Customers would like to do.
3. How much worth of goods would U.S. consumers buy in 2008 according to a research estimate.
4. Which of the following statements is true about retailing in cyberspace?
5. Which of the following factors explains the risks of selling online?
2. Listen again and then supply the missing information in the following passage. Part 2. Statements. 2. Exercises. Listen and then choose the answer which is the closest in meaning to each statement you hear.
1. Mr. Brown and Mr. White are old friends. Actually, they started to know each other when they were at primary school in Scotland.
2. After teaching English and linguistics at a polytechnic for 2 semesters, Ralph remained in Hong Kong for the summer.
3. I'm told that you have already got a job at a well-known trading company downtown and start to work next month, but I'm still waiting to hear.
4. Are you saying you'd like to apply for the part-time job? Fine. Just fill out this form. Someone will be with you in a moment.
5. There seems always to be a difficult time in the kitchen before a meal. Janie refuses to eat vegetables unless her mother also prepares bacon.
6. After a hectic day in the office, with her mind turning like a machine, Martha watched TV for 2 hours with a cup of coffee in front.
7. Affected by 2 successive hurricanes hitting the East Coast, the rain flooded most areas of South Florida, leaving almost all the highways impassable.
8. You don't like the sound of that car engine? It's nothing to worry about. I just had it serviced a few days ago.
9. You needn't notify the housing office about the fixing of the faucet in the bathroom. I'll get Alan to take care of it. He's really handy.
10. Imagine what traffic is like every Monday morning during the rush hour. Although we caught the early bus, we were late for class.
11. We have a heavy load of work today, and let's leave for the office right now. The earlier we get here, the more working time we'll have.
12. Gary insists on buying the food for the picnic to be held this coming weekend, but shouldn't we at least offer to share the expense?
13. The issue of women's rights has been part of the American scene since the end of the 19th century, and it still is today.
14. It's a real scorching day today, and the forecasters are saying that there is no end in sight. It seems we'd better stay indoors for the next few days.
15. Although it has got such a great review, the movie is awful. It's hardly worth the price of admission. No one will like to see it again.
16. Alice has dreamed of visiting London and Paris for so many years. If she were single, she would travel in Europe this summer.
17. Sandy was really angry during the meeting this morning. I'm not going to approach her until she cools off.
18. Edward hurried home from Los Angeles to see his mother over the weekend. He was driving so fast that he could have had an accident.
19. You seem to be quite optimistic about what this country is faced with. As far as you've explained the financial situation, it doesn't sound too bad.
20. Compared with the other countries we have visited on this trip, Italy is really a charming country to tourists. I wish George had come to Italy with us.
Part 3.
3. Exercises. 1. In a store. Listen to the conversation which takes place in a store and then choose the correct answer to each question you hear.
May I help you?
Yes, I want to buy some shoes to replace the ones I'm wearing.
What's wrong with them?
They are too old and shabby.
I can see they have simply been worn out. Would you like the same color, more or less?
Yes, and something a little less casual.
How about this light brown pair? They are similar to what you have, but a little bit dressier.
Yes, I was thinking of something along that line. I'll try them on.
They certainly look charming.
The trouble is, they feel uncomfortable.
Then try on this other pair in a similar style, but by a different manufacturer.
These are much better. Do you have them in red?
Yes. Would you like both pairs?
Yes, if they won't cost too much.
Oh, no, they won't. The second pair is of half price. Shall I put them both in a box for you?
Just the red and the old ones. I'll wear the new brown pair home. Questions.
1. What was the woman shopping for?
2. Why did the woman's shoes look shabby?
3. What was wrong with the first pair of shoes the woman tried on?
4. How many pairs of shoes did the woman buy?
5. Which shoes did the woman wear home?
2. The design of shopping malls. Listen to the following passage about the shopping malls, and then supply the missing information in the spaces provided.
The shopping malls are designed for only one thing, encouraging people to buy, buy, buy. How do they do this? Well, it is something of an art that has been brought to perfection in the 50 years since malls first started appearing in America. Every aspect of mall design is carefully calculated to appeal to the customer's psychological needs. This starts with the overall environment. Tests have shown that people feel most relaxed and comfortable at a temperature of 24 to 26 degrees. So, this is the air temperature of most malls. If it is any hotter, people may become too lazy to walk. Any cooler, they may rush around and leave before they've spent enough money. The choice of colors is also very important. Dark colors like orange or purple can make people feel irritable or unhappy. With such feelings, they're not likely to do much shopping. Therefore, very dark colors are almost never used in malls. Instead, walls are usually painted in light colors, which make customers feel relaxed and give the mall a spacious feeling. The arrangement of space in the mall is also done with great care. Research shows that most people are unwilling to walk more than 200 meters to shop. In one of the new giant malls, this could be a problem. There are two ways to deal with the problem. The walkways in malls can be made curved or angled to hide their true length. Or they can be broken up by fountains, art displays, or any of those other things that you thought were just there to entertain you. The arrangement of the stores in a mall is relatively easy. The big department stores are the major attractions that encourage people to come to the mall. These should be kept well apart. Stores selling the same items should also be kept far apart, so that anyone who is comparing prices has to go past as many other stores as possible. After all, up to 60% of all items bought in malls are purchased on impulse. 3. Soho. Small offices, home offices.
Listen to the following passage about Soho, and then supply the missing information in the passage. Today, researchers and marketers have identified a segment that is now labeled Soho. It means small offices, home offices, whether they are high-tech startups or women selling Mary Kay. But they drive America's economic growth and have created most of the new jobs in the last 20 years. 3% of companies accounted for 6 million of the 7.7 million jobs that were added to the economy between 2001 and 2005. Small businesses represent over 90% of all businesses in the U.S., with an economic output greater than Germany or France or the U.K. Reportedly, home-based workers earn more money. The 46 million home-based workers in the United States, including a large number of women, working at home in an attempt to better balance work and family, earn 28% more than the average office worker and spend less time making their pay. Of course, this could be due, in part, to the fact that more experienced and aggressive workers tend to start their own businesses. Remember, going into business on your own or from a home office may mean making do with less. But it can also mean achieving more. More independence, more challenges, more results. In the long run, it may mean more money for you and your family. In a word, doing it on your own means freedom to grow, experiment, and learn. If you are successful, you won't have to go ask for a raise or accept what you're given, or worry about being turned out to pasture when a younger version of yourself comes along. You will have the freedom to enjoy the profits of your own work and the continuing growth and profit which comes from owning your own business.
Part 4. Listening and Translation.
3. Exercises. 1. Sentence Translation. Listen and translate each sentence you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below.
1. May I introduce myself? I'm John Smith, from the United States. I'm a sales manager of the Johnson Company. I'm responsible for the European division.
2. There was a heavy fog in London the whole morning, and we were delayed there. We stayed in the airport for 3 full hours.
3. Soon after he started working as a sales representative, he discovered that it was far harder work than he'd expected.
4. The Shanghai Expo will draw 70 million visitors, an average of 400,000 a day. It will be the first time for the 157-year-old event to be held in a developing country.
5. The Louvre Museum opened a department of Islamic art in 2003. But the existing gallery can display only a fifth of the Louvre's 10,000 pieces of art from the Muslim world.
2. Passage Translation. Listen and translate each passage you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. You may take notes while you are listening.
1. The market is a concept. If you are growing tomatoes in your backyard for sale, you are producing for the market. You might sell some to your neighbor and some to the manager of the local supermarket. But in either case, you are producing for the market. Your efforts are being directed by the market. If people stop buying tomatoes, you will stop producing them.
2. The World Expo is a large-scale, global, non-commercial expo. The hosting of the World Expo must be applied for by a country and approved by the Bureau of International Expositions. Expo aims to promote the exchange of ideas and development of the world economy, culture, science, and technology. To allow exhibitors to publicize and display their achievements and improve international relationships. Accordingly, the World Expo, with its 157-year history, is regarded as the Olympic Games of the economy, science, and technology.
Unit 2, Part 1. My first day in New York.
3. Exercises. 1. Listen to the passage about a man's account of his first day in the U.S., and then choose the correct answer to each question you hear.
I arrived in the United States on February 6, 2006, but I remember my first day here very clearly. My friend was waiting for me when my plane landed at Kennedy Airport at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The weather was very cold and it was snowing, but I was too excited to mind. From the airport, my friend and I took a taxi to my hotel. On the way, I saw the skyline of Manhattan for the first time, and I stared in astonishment at the famous skyscrapers and their man-made beauty. My friend helped me unpack at the hotel and then left me because he had to go back to work. He promised to return the next day. Shortly after my friend had left, I went to a restaurant near the hotel to get something to eat. Because I couldn't speak a word of English, I couldn't tell the waiter what I wanted. I was very upset and started to make some gestures, but the waiter didn't understand me. Finally, I ordered the same thing the man at the next table was eating. After dinner, I started to walk along Broadway until I came to Times Square, with its movie theaters, neon lights, and huge crowds of people. I did not feel tired, so I continued to walk around the city. I wanted to see everything on my first day. I knew it was impossible, but I wanted to try. When I returned to the hotel, I was exhausted, but I couldn't sleep because I kept hearing the fire and police sirens during the night. I lay awake and thought about New York. It was a very big and interesting city with many tall buildings and big cars, and full of noise and busy people. I also decided right then that I had to learn to speak English.
Questions. 1. When did the author first arrive in the U.S.?
2. By whom was he greeted at the airport?
3. What did the author do on the way to his hotel?
4. Which of the following statements is not true?
5. Where did the author get something to eat after his friend had left?
6. Why couldn't he have what he really wanted at the restaurant?
7. What did the author do after dinner?
8. Why couldn't he sleep during the night?
2. Listen again and then supply the missing information in the following passage. Part 2. Statements. 3. Exercises. Listen and then choose the answer which is closest in meaning to each statement you hear.
1. Sorry, I can't go to the theater tonight. I must make sure that I have corrected all the typing errors. So I'd better read through my paper again.
2. What about going shopping in downtown areas? It's unlikely to rain this afternoon, according to the weather report this morning.
3. It's already 10 o'clock. Too late for us to call Professor Brown about the student council meeting. Let's hold off till tomorrow.
4. It's going to take 2 weeks to get all the data I need for my research project, which is not due till the end of the semester.
5. Although she is supposed to be at work by 8:30, Jane usually turns up 45 minutes late. The manager wants to talk to her about that.
6. After staying for 22 years at his job in the London head office, Ken requested that he be transferred to New York.
7. Laura has been away from her work for 2.5 weeks. She broke her arm when she fell down the stairs in the office building.
8. On Monday morning, Mary ran as fast as she could to catch the bus. Unfortunately, she missed it and was late for work.
9. After meeting with his top advisors, President Bush flew to Camp David 2 days ago, together with his wife and daughter, in order to escape reporters.
10. As she was terribly afraid of being scolded, Jenny lied to her parents about the grade she had received on her math exam.
11. Matthew shows a lot of enthusiasm for the tennis course, and I wish he would show as much for studies.
12. Not having seen each other for almost 30 years, Jason ran across his old college roommate during a business trip to Boston.
13. I'm getting used to a lot of things at my new job, but I wish the supervisor would give me some feedback.
14. The heat must have gone off in this building, and it's freezing in here. Shouldn't we call the office and report this?
15. Although he has won so many titles in the world tournaments, Jack is an unpopular tennis player because he always gets mad when he loses.
16. That visiting economist is speaking tonight, but Dr. Johnson doesn't seem to think much of him, probably because they come from different schools of thought.
17. These books are 2 weeks overdue, but luckily for me, there's a moratorium this week on fines. They're trying to encourage returns.
18. I promise you that these people are honest. They would never have accepted his money if they had known his plans.
19. How prices have shot up in the past 2 decades. A package of cereal that used to cost 77 cents in 1986 now costs $2.05.
20. Carl is supposed to pick up the package at the post office by 5 p.m. on his way home back from his office.